The hot book out right now is called Capital in the 21st Century. It's a rather wonky tome about inequality by French economist Thomas Piketty. He's been selling out events on his U.S. tour. NPR's Kelly McEvers went to find just why his 700-page book is so popular.
The book has spent 43 days as Amazon's number one bestseller. Amazon has run out of hard copies and is now selling digital versions of the book for $22. Whether people have finished the book or not, Capital in the 21st Century is being talked about and debated across the country, at think tanks, on editorial pages, and at universities. Piketty's most recent appearance was at the University of California, Berkeley, a place where he was pretty likely to find fans like seniors Christopher Hussey and Naomi Eagle.
I had two classes this semester where my professors keep bringing him up. I figured if he's coming here, it's a pretty cool opportunity.
Have you read it?
I have not read it. It's for when finals are over.
Oh, yeah, totally, because yeah. It's 700 pages.
The summer.
Public policy grad student Kevin McNellis hasn't read the book either. Still, he says the conversation about inequality is not just one for the ivory tower.
I was just at Easter with some family, and they could not care less about politics. But, you know, it's the, sort of this general sense that, you know, the game is rigged and it's harder to find good paying jobs. And they're like, this wasn't how it was when we were kids.
So what does a French economist have to say about a system some Americans think is rigged?
If we do not clear the walkways, this event will be shut down.
Well, first, he draws so many people, the fire marshal shows up. And then Thomas Piketty, or Thomas Piketty, if you say it the right way, explains his 15 years of research, combing through tax records that span centuries.
This is the largest historical database on income and wealth distribution available, but you know, this
Piketty has found that over time, the rising tide has not lifted all boats. Rather, save for a few decades last century, wealth is fast accumulating in one small place, at the top. In 2012, 50% of the wealth was held by the top 10% of the people.
You have to ask yourself, you know, where is it going to go? Is it going to go to 60% 20 years from now, 70%?
So to slow this accumulation, Piketty proposes a progressive tax on net wealth. Basically, the bottom 90% would pay less tax, and the top 10% would pay more. Needless to say, it's an idea that already has critics. Still, after the lecture and the Q&A, Piketty said he's surprised by how popular he and his book are.
Well, I mean, this is certainly, you know, the maximum I could expect.
But he says maybe it makes sense for him to tell America's story. After all, he says the U.S. invented the progressive tax in 1919 when class-based Europe was reluctant to do the same.
You know, sometimes it's easier to, you know, for outsiders to remind you about your own history.
After getting his book signed, Piketty fan Philip Hoon says he's in the top 10%. That's why he came to see Piketty.
The way he's presented it, there are risks that affect me and my family.
Risks?
Risks.
Like what? Being taxed?
Yes. But on the flip side, I've got children who aren't earning incomes. And then I've got other family members who are barely making livings on subsidies and stuff like that. And so if you could find some mechanism to make things better for them, that's why it's really key to have this brought to people's attention.
When pollsters ask Americans about inequality, they by and large agree it exists. That's different from other big issues like climate change. The problem, says Carol Doherty of the Pew Research Center, is when you start to drill down on inequality.
We ask people, okay, the gap is increasing. You say the gap is increasing, and there seems to be pretty broad agreement about that. Why? And there's really no great consensus among the public about why this is occurring. I think there are multiple reasons were given.
Doherty says there's also disagreement over what to do about inequality. Republicans, of course, favor less government, Democrats more. Doherty says more people think government should intervene if you ask about something concrete, like poverty. The definition of inequality and whether Piketty's way of fixing it will work, that's something even people at Berkeley can't agree on. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.